8 years ago next month, Colgan Air's Continental Flight 3407 crashed in Clarence Center, killing everyone on board and one person in a home. Since then, family members of the victims have been fighting hard for improved safety. Western New York Congressman Brian Higgins appeared on the House floor Wednesday, recognizing how the families continue pushing to strengthen pilot training and flight safety rules.
It is essential that we continue to stand alongside the families of Flight 3407 in fight attempts to roll back pilot training and safety provisions. We must not forget those we lost nearly 8 years ago and do all that is possible to prevent another tragedy of this kind.
While in D.C., the families reminded federal leaders that from 2001 to 2009, there were six fatal crashes of regional airlines. But since that time, there have been no fatal commercial domestic plane crashes. Congress did support the Airline Safety and Federal Aviation Administration's Extension Act of 2010. Higgins reminds lawmakers great strides have been made to make regional flights safer.
Since then, there have been nearly 8 years of no fatal commercial crashes on domestic U.S. airlines. Now, the Federal Aviation Administration reauthorization is on the horizon, and we must further strengthen flight safety measures.
Now, the families continue calling for a pilot record database. Funding for the FAA is set to expire at the end of September. The families want to make sure Congress and the new transportation secretary don't retreat back to those entry-level qualification standards for pilots as they work on reauthorization. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.